Russian saber rattling concerns Christians. Bhutan's new dawning keeps believers on their knees. And a school ministry takes a hands-on approach in South Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Russia, where President-elect Dmitry Medvedev warned NATO not to grant membership to Ukraine or Georgia, or the region could be destabilized. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says Russia's response only confirms the world's suspicions that the Kremlin is moving away from democracy. He's concerned about other announcements that will affect Christians.
They're already openly talking about liquidating about 500 NGOs this year. And many of those NGOs are Christian. That's organizations that represent foreign either charities or human rights watchers. Not all of those 500 are Christian, but many are.
Expatriate Christian workers could be forced to leave Russia or their visas will be allowed to expire. That's why supporters are needed for Russian Ministry's Schools Without Walls program.
That's the training program designed to equip the national evangelical leaders, next generation Christian leaders. That's the key for success in Russia. Despite any political development, the church will be successful in spreading the gospel.
Elsewhere, elections this week in Bhutan paved the way for the nation to become the world's newest democracy. The Bhutan United Party won by a landslide. Gospel for Asia considers Bhutan a closed country, but President K.P. Yohannan wonders what will change now.
We recruited Bhutani brothers and sisters and brought them to the border and trained them for 3 years in Bible and sent them back for church planting in Bhutan. We are thrilled over this change, but if someday we will have the freedom to publicly build church buildings and establish a Bible college, that will be a huge blessing.
Yohannan says it's still early in the transition, so pray.
Pray that the Lord will give wisdom for our leaders to be sensitive to make the right decisions. I'm hoping that none of them will go out and start sending out emails and newsletters and talk about all kind of dreams they have for Bhutan, which can quickly shut the door for us to have greater freedom.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Although the practice of apartheid ended in South Africa years ago, the shadow of it remains. Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says they're part of the solution, planning to help with an elementary school in Soweto near Johannesburg. They're planning to send a building team in this fall.
We're recruiting for it now, just got the final figures in terms of what the costs would be, and so the strength of the U.S. dollar plays a huge factor. We're looking for a first team opportunity to go in October, perhaps November as well, and then spill over into 2009.
Dielman says they're also building into the Christian witness of the school, further uniting the community.
It's a small, small taste of what the kingdom can be like when brothers and sisters in Christ can come together and do something for the next leadership generation. It has a lot of symbolism as well as the literal brick-and-mortar aspects of it.
Next, a child younger than 5 dies every 3 seconds. Your church can help shrink that number. Compassion International's official Compassion Sunday is April 13th this year. They'll provide free of charge all the information churches need to help members learn more about becoming a child sponsor. Last year's campaign resulted in 21,000 new sponsorships. They have a simple 3-step plan online for organizing the event. Go to our website to get your church involved. And usually wrong answers mean a student hasn't learned the subject matter. However, New Tribes Mission missionaries learned last week that the Dinangat tribe of Papua New Guinea gives wrong answers just to keep them on their toes. After a bit of frustration, they learned that playing devil's advocate is the tribe's way of keeping a teacher passionate about their teaching. With the cultural gap bridged, pray that the tribe's desire to learn more about God continues. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.